Hey, you know what? The administration in the U.S. today, the new administration, and the governors in so many Democrat states, they are screwing the country up. They truly are. They're working hard at it. I think the Statue of Liberty one day is going to give it up and say, there's no more liberty. I'm going back to France. Why not? I mean, this thing is nuts. And then you have this Alexandria somebody who says, I want $93 trillion to help the green stuff, right? The big green deal. It's a stupid deal. These people continue to walk among us. I mean, $93 trillion? That's hard to even say. Who does that? Where does that come from? I think the national debt right now is $22 or $23 trillion. She wants to put in $93 trillion. Whose money are you spending? Nobody's. Nobody has that much money, silly woman. California, there's this recall effort that's been going on for some time. They went out and they raised more than 2 million signatures. They only needed about 1,495,000. And now they're good, right? But here's the rub in all of this stuff. It's complex. Of course it's complex, because it's Democrats are in charge of it, more or less, right? And they say, okay, we have verified 1.6 million out of your 2+ million that you gave us that you verified, and we're the real verifiers, and you verified something that we didn't properly verify. This is kind of what they're about, right? And now you have another phase. Now it all begins, right? Now you need a 30 business day period, which is really 40 days or whatever that number is, and voters may submit written requests to remove their names from the recall petition. I've changed my mind, now I want to pull it back. So that's a month and a half for that. And then, if that passes the test, the Department of Finance gets another 30 days, business days, to estimate the cost of the election. Really? And after that, there's another 30 calendar days, this time, for another committee to review the estimates, and then they pass them over to the lieutenant governor, who in turn will eventually set the date for the election. And when all that's done, you know what? You might as well wait until the regular election comes anyway. Very, very painful. And then on a side note, you gotta look at this and say, hold it, we need to tighten everything up, because 75% of all of the names that were put in, the 2 million, were approved. 25% were rejected. Why is that? Isn't that funny how Democrats require a signature verification for this recall effort against a Democrat governor and administration, but they refuse to require signature verification for general elections? I wonder why that is. Give that some thought, will you? And then, of course, still keeping with California, you got Caitlyn Jenner, who now has filed paperwork to run for the governor. Why not? Everything else is all messed up. You might as well have that person, who is a woman, I guess, used to be a man, I guess. I don't know. It goes on and on. However, California is such a mess that if you ran a Shetland pony against the current governor, I'd vote for the Shetland pony, so maybe things are good. I got an email in Canada just the other day from the Conservative Party, and they say the Liberals want to regulate social media, website, blogs, TV, radio, and the press. There's even talk about imposing mandatory takedowns of content. The Liberal government's internet censorship program will undermine our democracy and erode free speech in Canada. Of course. That's what they do. They're dictators. Of course they're doing that. But here's the real rub on that. This email is coming from the man that would be the leader of the Conservative Party, who's also a dictator. Okay? This comes from the guy who asked his party to vote on climate change, doesn't like the outcome of that vote, so he does what he wants anyway. And he calls it a different name, right? Instead of calling it a pig, I'm going to call it Porky. I mean, that's what he's doing. That's what he's all about. He kicks members of his caucus out because they say things that he doesn't approve of. It's all right if you have an opinion, but it's got to be the same as mine, right? He provides freedom of speech as long as you say what he wants you to say. So really? And you're sending emails? I mean, come on. The test is when who you are meets who you could have been. And you could have been Erin O'Toole. You could have been a leader. You could have been a conservative. You belong to the Conservative Party. That's fraud, because you're not a conservative. Fraud is when you do something or are something that you're not. Did you get that? I will continue to fight for freedom of speech. It's important, right? Whether I agree or disagree with you, that doesn't matter. You have the right to do and say and believe in what you want. And I don't agree with most of you in terms of you liberal guys I'm talking about, but you know, the radical left and this cancel culture stuff, they can't be the judge and jury of free speech and freedom. They can't be. I mean, now this recall business in Canada, it doesn't have term limits. At least in the U.S., there are term limits, right? Eventually, you can get over it and kind of move along. In Canada, there's no such thing. William Lyon Mackenzie King, he was 21 years as the Prime Minister. That's too long. There's so much talent in the country. You can't do this stuff. And in Canada, they stay in office until they lose the election. They never leave on their own. And that's not very nice. So you have to have term limits. Back to Erin O'Toole, the leader of the Conservative Party, which really isn't conservative. Introduce something new. Talk about term limits. We're going to do this and that. Instead, all he talks about is the same stuff that the present government does, and it's just vexing. I got more, but I'm too vexed now to talk about it anymore. So y'all come back here tomorrow. We're gonna have more for you from the right. See ya.